listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 25 and talk to you about God's wonderful refuge from the storm. So here we go, Isaiah chapter 25. I'm going to read verse 1 and then verses 4 and 5. This is what we read. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Now down to verses 4 and 5. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. Now, that's from Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah chapter 24 spoke of the judgment to come upon the world, especially in a coming time of great suffering. During that time, those who have come to trust in the Lord will praise him, even in the midst of God's righteous judgment. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 14 says, "They shall lift up their voices, they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord, they shall cry aloud from the sea." You see, this song shows us the kind of heart that praises God in the midst of tribulation, even in the midst of what we might call great tribulation. That's why it says right here in Isaiah chapter 25, starting at verse 1, "O Lord, you are my God." Knowing the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God revealed to us in and by Jesus Christ, knowing that he is our God makes us want to praise him. When someone or something other than the Lord is our God, then we're guilty of idolatry and we need to repent. Then he says, "I will exalt you, I will praise your name." The worshiper described in Isaiah 25 makes a decision to praise. Notice, "I will exalt you. I will praise your name." Worship is never meant to be just a feeling. To worship God with decision. Then he says, "For you have done wonderful things." When we think about all the wonderful things that the Lord has done, it's pretty easy to make the decision to worship the Lord. God wants our worship to be filled with thought and remembrance of his great works, not only with an emotional response. And then he says, "Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth." When we remember the greatness and the permanence of God's word, it makes us want to praise him. What's more reliable? What's more everlasting? What's more enduring than the word of God? Then he goes on and he says, "For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy." God is worthy of our praise because he brings strength to the poor and needy. As he describes here in verses 4 and 5 of Isaiah 25, we can praise God because he is a refuge from the storm. He's a shade from the heat. And even the strangers, the aliens, are blessed by his goodness. God will even quiet the song of the terrible ones. Now, we praise God because all these things are true about him and his character. Do you need God to do some wonderful things? Do you need some of God's faithfulness and truth? Are you poor and need strength? Do you need a refuge from the storm? Do you need shade from the heat? Isaiah chapter 25 says that God wants to be all those things for you. So go ahead, talk to God about it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.